And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, you've got some notes from the book Demand Side Sales 101.
Yeah, this is one of my new favorite books, Demand Side Sales 101 by Bob Moesta, M-O-E-S-T-A. He is a lot of great information. He's on a lot of podcasts, and he's written this great book that I highly recommend. One of his kind of foundational tenets are better way to sell is to help people make progress in solving their problem rather than selling anybody anything. All you're trying to do is help them make progress in solving their problem. So think of yourself as a helper, not an order taker. So you're going to be asking a lot more questions. You're going to be kind of just really helping them get clear on what they want. And in order, the clearer they are and for them articulating what they want, then you can see if you're a good fit for them. So in the second tip in this is you're really not trying to convince anybody to buy anything. That's really the key of all this. All you're doing is asking questions and presenting information until the prospect convinces themselves that you're the right fit for them. So it kind of changes your lens and your kind of the prism that you're looking at sales as. You're not trying to sell anybody anything. All you're doing is just asking a bunch of questions, getting super duper clear on what it is they want, what is the outcome they desire. And then you're together deciding if you can help them achieve that goal. So again, at the end of the day, the prospect is going to convince themselves to buy your services if you're asking the right questions. Now, Bob is the brains behind the concept of jobs to be done and that kind of thinking, which I don't know if you're familiar with, but I highly recommend you become familiar with it. The basic tenet of jobs to be done thinking says people don't buy things. They buy solutions to make progress on solving a problem they have. So everything has a job to be done. It's like that old saying that people don't buy drills, they buy holes. They want a hole, and a drill is just a means to give them the hole that they desire. So the more you're clear on what is the job to be done, the more effectively you can communicate the value you provide to help your prospect achieve that goal.